Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Nick here, Private Labeler Show. Very excited today to bring to you episode number 17. Now, if you're a first-time listener and you're not aware, the Private Labeler Show is dedicated to helping 1,000 amazing entrepreneurs start an online business in 2016. So if you have been listening to the show for a while, please share the podcast with others. If you have a friend or family member that is thinking about starting a business online, thinking about starting an Amazon business, and they're just kind of looking for some guidance, please share the podcast with them. Tell them about it. I would greatly appreciate that. Now, this episode, episode 17, very, very excited about this because I'm going to give you my breakdown and my plan for my end of year goal to be creating over $30,000 profit, not revenue, but profit on Amazon. So I'm going to kind of walk you through that from a top level view. And if you want to see kind of the breakdown and the specifics of the outline, go to privatelabelershow.com where you can see the blog post that I'll put up there for this episode. It might help you kind of follow along with the content a little bit easier. So I'll try to break it out as best as possible so you can kind of see my outline. But that's kind of my goal for the end of the year. And we're going to jump on into that in just a few minutes. Really excited to bring to you my plan and my goals. But before we do that, I just want to go over a few things. First things first, I want to read an iTunes review. So we are on iTunes. So if you have not left a review on iTunes, please go and do that. If you found any value from this podcast whatsoever, head over to iTunes, go to Private Label Show, or just go to privatelabelershow.com and you'll see the iTunes buttons there. You can click on it, subscribe, and leave an awesome review. I would love you for it if you did that. I'm going to read a quick review here that somebody left a little while back that I wanted to share. And this review is from Angel AR. Angel AR says, "I appreciate the time you put into these podcasts, and I'm just starting out, so any perspective is helpful." So thanks for taking the time, Angel, to log into iTunes and leave a comment, leave a review. I greatly appreciate that, and I greatly appreciate you. So thank you so much. And like I said, guys, please jump on there and leave a review if you got any value from this podcast whatsoever. I love reading those reviews, and I love reading them off to you guys on the show here. So go to privatelabelershow.com. You can subscribe to iTunes on there. You can subscribe via Stitcher, or there's a YouTube link on there if you want to subscribe via YouTube as well. Whatever floats your boat, that'd be awesome. And if you want to be notified anytime I have new content coming out or a new podcast episode or new video or whatever, simply go to privatelabelershow.com and click one of the subscribe buttons. You'll see, like, kind of in the main heading there, you see a subscribe button. Just drop in your email address and I'll simply just notify you anytime I have new content or some cool stuff to share with you. I'll simply just notify you. So please, please, please subscribe. I would greatly appreciate it. Also, just wanted to mention, I posted in our Facebook group, our Facebook Mastermind group, a little picture of the book that I just got. So I was just kind of curious and I wanted to share with you guys real quick. I just got the new book, the Ask Gary V book that just was released. I think it was like last week. So I had a chance to kind of dive into it the past day or two. And got to say, I'm really enjoying it. I'm a huge Gary Vaynerchuk fan. I learned an absolute ton from him about entrepreneurship, selling, business, all things related to social media. So he's just kind of he's the man. Totally love Gary Vaynerchuk. So if you are a follower of Gary and you've read his book or his new book, let me know what you think of it or what you thought of it by going to privatelabelershow.com and just leaving a note in the comment section at the bottom of this post. Just kind of curious to see what your thoughts are, or maybe just leave a comment in the Facebook group. And if you're not a member of the Facebook group, just simply click up and join. You'll see on the blog that you can access the Facebook group there, the Mastermind group. We'd love to have you and would love to hear your thoughts on Gary Vaynerchuk. And I'll also put his new book in the show notes. So if you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, don't worry. I'll put the like I said, the link in the show notes so you can check the book out as well. So far, like I said, it's been awesome. And I'm really looking forward to reading the rest of it. So, all right, let's kind of jump into this. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of why you're here. I, on this episode, want to share with you, the listener, my plan or my goals for my Amazon business that hopefully, I don't want to necessarily just say hopefully, but that I will absolutely achieve by the end of 2016. And it is my goal to be creating over $30,000 a month profit from my Amazon business or my private label products business, okay? Now, I'm going to kind of break down step by step in an outline of how I'm going to get there, okay? Now, first and foremost, in order to hit that kind of profit, you obviously need, you know, a handful of products, okay? So by the end of 2016, it is my intention to have at least 11 products launched. And out of those 11 products, like I said, it's going to be creating me $30,000 a month profit, not revenue, but bottom line profit, what I'm walking away with. Now, all those products are going to be in the same brand. So I have one singular brand that I'm focusing on at this point. I don't have multiple. All those are going to be focused on one brand. And many, if not all, those products are going to have different variations, okay? So variations of color, size, etc. So those 11 products might actually turn out to be, you know, 20, 30, 40 different SKUs total. Who knows? Now, here's kind of just moving along here, some of the other breakdown of that. I personally, and also a virtual assistant, will be doing the majority of the product research for each product. And we're going to be just simply using Jungle Scout, following kind of what I've been talking about almost in every episode about product research. Just following the guidelines. Greg Mercer was on one of our past episodes and kind of walked you through that, so you can check that out as well. The episode previous to this, I think it was episode 16. So that's what we're just going to be doing. We're going to be following out those simple strategies and guidelines to find winning products. Now, I'm also going to ask my existing audience or my existing customer base what they want. Okay, so I'm going to kind of get a feel for what they want, maybe survey them through my email list, so on and so forth. And maybe some of those ideas might come to fruition as far as product creation. All right, so bottom line though is I'm going to make sure that my products are winners ahead of time. All right, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I'm picking the right products and making sure there's enough demand, making sure that I am improving the products or creating products that people want and not just putting junk out there, okay? Because I'm just a firm believer if you put a crappy product out there that's got a lot of issues, the money that you're going to make from it's going to be pretty short term, and ultimately the market will decide that your product is a dud and you probably won't make much money from that. So I'm going to try to put out as best of quality products as I can that get really high quality reviews that customers absolutely love. And simply by looking at some of the competition for those products and just simply addressing like what those products don't do or don't address, and create products that those customers want based on the needs that they have. So reading the reviews of those existing customer or existing competitors' products is going to be paramount. But like I said, I'm going to primarily going to be doing that along with my virtual assistant to, you know, keep coming up and generating winning product ideas. And the idea is that we're going to launch at least a product a month, okay? Some months might be, I don't know, maybe up to three, I don't know. But at least one a month, and just kind of keep following the process, right? Just keep following the process I've been talking about and just keep busy and keep at it. Now, here's some math for you. You know, if you're listening to this early in the morning, I apologize, but here's kind of the math and how things are going to break down. So each product that I have, I figure is going to be making me, on average, about $100 a day profit. Like, that's the goal for each product, okay? Some days might be more, some, you know, might be less. It's going to vary. I get that. But let's just say each product was making $100 a day and I had 11 products. Well, that's $1,100 a month in theory, okay? So $1,100 a day in profit, and multiply that times 30, that gets me to $33,000 a month profit, okay? So again, that is going to vary per day, per month, you know, and what everything's going to come out to be. But I figure on average, that's going to at least put me over $30,000 a month. Fourth quarter, obviously, around the holiday time, you know, sales are going to be a heck of a lot higher than the majority of the rest of the year. So that's just kind of the rolling average there. Now, here's the deal. I'm assuming that every product I pick or that we pick going forward and launch is going to be a winner. I mean, that's kind of the whole idea. I just want to only work with winners. But if we do have a dud, or we maybe made a miscalculation, or the product ended up kind of sucking, we are either going to fix it, or we're just going to liquidate it and move on. So if we launched a dud, and it's getting a lot of bad reviews, and it's just not up to quality or up to snuff, we're either going to see if there's a simple fix for it, and if there isn't, simply liquidate it, move on, start over. Okay, we're not going to have a lot of poor quality products out there that we're just trying to bolster up with more reviews and trying to, you know, we're not trying to polish a turd here, essentially. So we're if it's not a good product and not selling, we're just going to move on. So, kind of moving along here, I want to, in order for that to happen, there's going to be a lot that has to happen in terms of outsourcing and automation. Now, I want to work smarter, not harder. I want to, you know, basically the things that I don't excel at, I want to have other experts do or outsource, or, you know, anything that I can automate, I'm going to be interested in automating, you know, if I'm not already doing it. My idea is that I want to work on growing the business, not necessarily the one doing every last little detail within the business, because that's just not a good way to run a business and grow and scale. You just can't really scale if you're the one doing everything. It's almost almost impossible. And I don't plan on working 24 hours a day on this business. So what I'm doing is I am leveraging and utilizing virtual assistants where needed, okay? You can get virtual assistants off sites like Upwork.com, but I've been working with a virtual assistant for a little while now that I've had, you know, do a lot of different things with me. In fact, multiple virtual assistants in different areas, but I have kind of a main one. And this particular virtual assistant, I decided is going to help me handle certain things, okay? They're going to get trained in all the customer service needed, dealing with customer comments, returns, the whole nine yards. If there's comments or reviews left on the products, they're going to be the ones out there reading those reviews and commenting on those customer reviews. So my virtual assistant's going to be trained in that. They're going to have kind of a guide on what they need to do. They're going to be given access to Seller Central and essentially be allowed to deal with returns, handling customer questions, so on and so forth. Because if you have a lot of products, you're going to have a ton of sales going on and you're going to have a ton of customers. And just due to the sheer number of things, yeah, you're going to have returns and yeah, you're going to have issues to deal with. And you need somebody to be able to effectively manage and handle that as you scale and grow your business. So this particular VA will be more than capable to handle and deal with anything necessary. Also too, I'm going to use this particular virtual assistant to help me with my product research. Okay, so we're going to be using probably Jungle Scout together. I'm going to walk this virtual assistant through the process and just kind of have them go to town on coming up with lots of different product ideas for future launches and things like that. And then probably taking it a step further than that, having the virtual assistant start the initial conversations with suppliers on sites like Alibaba or Global Sources. So kind of taking it to the next level of there and just kind of opening up the communication lines, filtering out good suppliers and bad suppliers, and at least to start the general conversation with that supplier. So that's kind of the plan there. And also my virtual assistants will essentially be handling the day-to-day of my social media growth for my brand. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a short while here for my plans for social media, because that's a huge part of my goal and helping me achieve my goal this year. But yeah, my virtual assistant's going to have their hands all over the social media aspects, because right now it's essentially just me, and I've been kind of slowly training a virtual assistant to take control over the day-to-day postings and interacting, but I will discuss that kind of shortly. So other things that I plan on outsourcing. I am not a huge fan of doing the day-to-day tasks like Amazon pay-per-click. So right now I'm kind of been managing it myself, and, you know, learning it as I go. And I think I'm doing a pretty good job of it, but I figure if I have, you know, 10 plus products, I don't want to sit there and be tied down to managing my Amazon pay-per-click. Yes, Amazon pay-per-click is, you know, hugely important in my opinion to master. However, I don't want to be an expert at it. So therefore, I'm going to hire an expert. So that's my plan, is just to simply hire a pay-per-click expert as the brand scales and builds, and let them manage and run it and deal with it. So that's kind of the plan there. And then, you know, there's other little things too, like every part of the launch process and everything like that. If I don't enjoy doing it or don't want to do it or I'm not an expert at it, I'm just simply going to outsource it and pay somebody else to do it. So as an example, any listings that I have that I need to have created, I'm simply just going to have a company like Marketing Words or, you know, professional copywriter just kind of handle the writing of the listing. And anything that I can outsource and chunk off to somebody else, that's what I'm going to continue to do. So that way I can worry about other things in the business and growing. Other things too, like the day-to-day things, like how getting reviews for all your existing products, just simply using tools like SalesBacker as an example, or Feedback Genius. I personally use SalesBacker, and it's almost kind of like a set it and forget it process for when somebody buys your product. Having an automated series go out through Amazon that asks that customer for feedback or reviews. So using things like SalesBacker, continuing to use them, will be absolutely critical in the Amazon business. So I'll put some of these links in the show notes for some of the tools that I'm using so that you guys can take a look at them as well. But that's kind of that. So anything I can outsource. And obviously I'm not a photographer, so I'm not the one taking the pictures of everything or whatever. I have people for that, and they're experts at it. I'm not. And I can just simply tap on their shoulders and ask them for help as, you know, we launch products each and every month. Now, I mentioned just a little bit ago about social media, so I wanted to share kind of my goals for social media for my brand, okay? It is my goal at the end of 2016 to have the following, I guess, results or stats for my social media platforms. So I currently have an Instagram, Facebook, and email list, and I want to have, by the end of the year, 100,000 followers on Instagram, 30,000 followers on Facebook, and at least a 10,000 person email list. And by the end of the year, I want to start an actual Pinterest account. And I currently don't have one, but that's kind of a plan of mine by the end of the year to have one of those started and running effectively. Now, your goals might not be to build a brand, and I understand that. You might just want to be putting products out everywhere, and that's fine. Some people I know that, you know, they just put out products and they make really good money doing it, and they don't necessarily have any vision of, you know, building a brand up or anything like that. And that's fine. I'm not saying you have to do any of this social media stuff, but I want to, because I think it's important to help myself achieve my revenue and my profit goals for the 30K that I'm shooting for. So it's important to me, may not be important to you, but I'll kind of dive in here and show you how I'm going to achieve that. So just before I do that though, I want to just explain something, that if you are thinking about building a brand, or maybe you have a product under your belt or two, and you're kind of, you know, building this vision that you have for your brand, maybe it's, I don't know, kitchen accessories or grilling accessories, whatever it might be, and you kind of just have this vision in your head of what it's going to look like, and maybe social media is part of that. What I've kind of come to know, and by just kind of being a student of entrepreneurship and social media and all that, the kind of the rule of thumb is that if you want to be taken serious, or if you want to have any sort of credible company these days in 2016 and beyond, essentially almost every single company needs to be a media company. Okay. So what do I mean by that? Well, all these tools like Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Vine, YouTube, all that stuff, all these tools are free to use. So why wouldn't you take advantage of them? Your customers are on these platforms. I mean, everybody's glued to their damn phone, right? You're probably glued to your phone right now as you're listening to this. So everybody's on their phone. They're on social media. You know, virtually everybody is to some level. And your customers are there. So you have to be able to reach them. You have to be able to be putting out content to reach them. And all these platforms are free. So there really is no excuse on why you wouldn't utilize these free platforms to help grow your business, to help build your audience. So As an example, Coca-Cola is a multi, million or billion dollar company. They have just ridiculous budgets and things like that. And yes, they're all over social media, and they have, probably tons of people hired to do their social media and, to be putting out content daily, to that kind of pushes their brand and things like that. Well, yeah, they're on the same platforms as me technically. I mean, yeah, Coca-Cola's got an Instagram, they got a Facebook, they got all that stuff. Well, I can be on the same level as them if I really chose to be by simply utilizing these same platforms. So there really is no excuse. I mean, there's no like price to admission to start a Facebook account. I mean, anybody can do that. So, to kind of wrap that up, I mean that every company, no matter what, if you're building a brand, you should have some sort of presence on social media, especially if you're thinking about the big picture and the long term like I am. All right, so how the heck am I going to get to those levels? I'll kind of break it down in kind of some simple methods here. First method just being utilizing inserts. So whenever a customer buys one of our products, they get an insert that kind of gives them some information. It might be directions or whatever it might be, but that insert will also have a call to action. It'll tell them, hey, if you want a free gift, go to this particular website, or hey, follow us on Facebook and Instagram by going to these specific sites, or listing out our Instagram and Facebook accounts on there. So we can grow it through the inserts on there. If you're not doing inserts, I would absolutely recommend you start putting inserts in with your product. It's kind of a nice, slow and steady way to build your social media following and your email list. So in order to grow our email list, like I said, we just direct them to a website. In my case, I just say, hey, if you want a free gift or a free reward or what have you, go to this particular site. So they type it in their phone or then their computer, and then it sends them to a lead page. So I use lead pages for this. And on that lead page, it just says, hey, enter in your email address and we will, send you the free gift or whatever it is that we're giving away. So once they go to my lead page through lead pages, that email that they submitted gets captured by AWeber. AWeber is like an email service if you're not familiar. So it stores all the email addresses. So I utilize AWeber, and now I'm building the email list that way. And it's being stored through AWeber. And once they hit their email in there, I give them their gift. And from there, then I can set up an autoresponder for that customer. So maybe right away they get another, they get an email from me kind of, thanking them for being a customer, so on and so forth. But I can then start to send them messages to ask them to do certain things, like maybe if they're not already, hey, follow us on Facebook or Instagram if they didn't already do so. So I can kind of double back around that way, utilizing email as well and building email. So yeah, I'll put that in the notes, the links to the lead pages and AWeber if you want to check those out. If you're not already using them, they're kind of the more popular services for lead pages and email services. There certainly are others you could go with, but those seem to be the more popular services to use. Now, other things that I plan on doing are utilizing raffles or giveaways to build my social media and email lists up. And I'm not going to go in too much detail with that. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I know people doing this with great success. I'm just going to leave a link in the show notes to a actual blog post that somebody wrote about their results utilizing their product in giveaways and how they built up like a massive email and social media following. So I'm going to kind of link that out, and you can read that offline or whatever, but it had some really great methods on how they were doing it. And I'm just going to kind of mirror and follow that. But one of those ways is just by utilizing the power of raffles and giveaways and utilizing sites like rafflecopter.com. So I'll put that in the notes as well. You can dramatically build up your email and social media through product giveaways. Not product giveaways like on Amazon necessarily, not doing that way, but just doing it offline off of Amazon. So other ways, though, that I probably my most bang for my buck will be spent on is utilizing other people's audiences, so other influencers. Now, there is a top, I guess, influencer in my market for my brand that has almost like 4 million Instagram followers. And one thing I learned a long time ago is that you can lean on other people's audiences if you don't have a huge one. and you can network with them. And what they'll actually do in certain cases is they might shout out your Instagram account as an example, and you might get some of their followers then to start following you. Or if you have a product that you maybe want to promote or whatever, you can kind of network with them, and they might shout out your product, and you know, you can get a bunch of sales through utilizing other people's, you know, Instagram followings or Facebook followings or whatever, and they'll just simply shout you out, promote you, so on and so forth. So, you know, that's going to be a huge part of my plan for the rest of the year, networking with the influencers and utilizing their audiences to help grow mine and to promote my products. So, another quick little thing I wanted to mention, it can be a lot to kind of handle multiple social media accounts. So right now I just have an Instagram and Facebook and email list, obviously, and I'll be setting up a Pinterest account as well, because the majority of my customers are on Pinterest as well, and I definitely want to have a presence there. But it can be a lot to kind of juggle. So what I started doing recently was training a virtual assistant to manage the social media accounts. So they're putting out content every day. They're scheduling content to be posted. And they're going to be following up and commenting and interacting with the audience as well, in addition to myself. So having somebody kind of handle the social media aspect is going to free up a ton of my time, which is awesome. But I'm still definitely going to be involved in it with the creative ideas on how to grow it and how to, you know, do things better. I'll just essentially communicate that with my virtual assistant on how we can kind of just work it and grow it together. But the day-to-day stuff, like the actual posting, that's stuff that I feel should be turned over to a virtual assistant at this point. All right, so now kind of moving along here, another critical component to, I guess, my ultimate vision and my goal by the end of the year to hit 30K a month profit is by not just focusing in on Amazon, but also focusing my efforts outside of Amazon. So Amazon's going to provide like a really big chunk of my results, but I want to utilize my own website that I have, my Shopify site. Okay. So I've mentioned in the past that I have a Shopify site for my brand that I've been kind of slowly building. And the beauty of my Shopify site is it connects directly with my Amazon FBA account. So that way when a customer buys a product from my Shopify site or my own website, I don't have to do the shipping or anything. Amazon essentially just handles that, and that connects up real nice. So Amazon and Shopify play together on that, which is awesome. But I'm thinking big picture, and I'm thinking kind of you know, down the road here. And one of the things I wanted to do, and I haven't necessarily done this just yet, but I want on my website, on my Shopify site, I want to start offering clothing and apparel for my brand. Now, I don't sell clothing and apparel. Like, that's not my main thing for what I'm doing right now. It's something completely different. But I thought that that would be really cool to offer branded clothing, like hoodies, you know, shirts, sweatshirts, t-shirts, whatever, it would kind of complement my brand very nicely. And I'm really excited about that. So I know Shopify has a lot of services that they network with, that they have apps for, that you can integrate into your Shopify site and, you know, offer essentially clothing right on your Shopify site with all your other products and things like that. So that idea kind of excites me. Now, I know I probably won't make a lot of money necessarily off the apparel, but who knows? And the beauty of it is I don't have to store or hold or deal with that at all. It's just, I'm just featuring it on my site. It's my stuff. It's my designs. But once a customer buys that off of my Shopify site, a third party basically does the printing or the creation of the apparel, and they handle everything beyond that. So it's very hands-off once you set it up. And I just thought that was kind of cool. If anybody is listening that, you know, out there in the Amazon world that's doing that, let me know. I'd be kind of curious. Just leave me a comment. Tell me how that's going for you, if you've had some good results with selling clothing on your Shopify site. So in addition to that, my Shopify site has a blog on it that's been kind of dormant. It's got a few blog posts on it. But in order for me to legitimize my brand and my company, I want to be a content creator. Okay, so I want to, you know, not just put out social media content every day, but I also want to have and utilize the blog that's there and putting out relevant and useful and helpful and kind of entertainment content as well for my audience. And by doing that consistently and utilizing SEO and things like that, I'll start to rank in Google maybe for some of these articles we'll be creating. We'll be sharing them in, you know, through social media as well. So hopefully we get some traction out of it that way. But my goal is to hire a content creator to just do all that so that maybe they post once a week or whatever it might be. They're posting really cool content, really useful content for my audience. And we're not just selling products on Amazon, but now we're kind of casting a wider net for our brand and for our business, going beyond Amazon and going to the rest of the internet, if you will. So that's kind of the plan by the end of the year to do that. I'm not in any rush to have that done right away, though. But it's not real difficult. I can go to Upwork.com and I can find somebody to, you know, manage my blog or content creation on there. Somebody that's a good writer and, you know, in the niche that I'm in, and just kind of have them do that and just run it. So that's kind of the plan. So kind of getting to the tail end here of my goals, my plans for the end of the year for my brand. I feel that it's important to give back. So I want to take some of the success that I know I'm going to have with my brand and my business and give back a little bit and have some sort of charitable or affiliation with like a charity. I haven't really decided what it's going to be yet, but by the end of the year, I want to have some sort of partnership with a charity, some charitable obligation for my brand and my business. That's kind of what I'm going for. I don't know if that's going to be a national thing or like a local thing, just kind of like a local event thing where I'm sponsoring an event or donating, product or money. It could be anything really. I haven't really decided what that looks like. But I think that it's really important to give back, and that's going to be part of my brand's mission. And again, that's just kind of the big picture thinking. So hopefully by the end of the year, I'll have some more details on that. And I'll probably share that with you and what that might look like. I know that's some big picture thinking, and I don't want to get too involved in it right now, though. Now, my ultimate goal is not to just make, 30K a month profit from this brand. Like, that's not my ultimate goal. That's just my goal for the end of the year. But my ultimate goal within the next 2 to 3 years is to actually build my brand and my company off enough that I can sell it off or cash out on it. That's kind of the big picture vision that I have, the long-term vision beyond 2016. And what does that look like exactly? I have no idea. I don't even want to necessarily entertain it, but I just want to focus on this year and know that if I dominate and build as big as I and scale as much as I plan on by the end of the year, then maybe start of 2017, I can start to think about an exit strategy to sell my brand off to another bigger company that would be interested in my customer acquisition and my products and all that kind of good stuff. So that's just kind of the big picture vision. Now, I'm just kind of curious. So that kind of wraps up my 2016 plan. And again, if you want to reference some of this, go to privatelabelershow.com, check out the blog post here for episode 17, and you'll be able to see, these resources and links I mentioned, but you'll be able to see the breakdown, the outline of exactly what the heck I'm talking about that might, help you out a little bit. But if you're on the page there, let me know what your goals are for your Amazon business. Are your goals to just simply launch your first product? Is it to have 5 products by the end of the year, 20 products, 50 products, whatever it might be? Whatever goals you have, I would love to hear them. So I'm just encouraging you to go do that. Just interact. And, if you put a comment out there or whatever, I'll, be happy to read it and interact with you as well. If you have a moment, please do that. Now, also, if you haven't, again, already, if you're on that blog, just subscribe. Just click the subscribe button up top and drop in your email. And I'll give you future updates. Like if you like this this episode here and you kind of want to hear future episodes about what we're talking about here for the private labeling and Amazon, I'll certainly just notify you and would love to have you in the community. And if you haven't joined the Facebook group, please make sure you do that. So I'll constantly be posting updates to the show and just different things like that. And I'll constantly be talking about my goals and kind of where I'm at with everything and some of my struggles and some of my successes, so that way I can help you and your business and help guide you along the way. So that about does it. I greatly appreciate your time, greatly appreciate you listening. And again, please share this podcast with somebody else. I would love to kind of have my reach go a little bit further than it is right now and get some new listeners to the show. And you can help me do that just by simply sharing with friend, family member, or somebody that desperately wants to get out of their 9-to-5. So without further ado, that's kind of the show. I'd just like to wrap it up, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Thanks. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the very end. I really appreciate it. Now, for being such a loyal listener of the show, we are offering you an exclusive discount on Jungle Scout for the Private Labeler Show community. Simply go to junglescout.com/PLS to take advantage today, or simply use the Jungle Scout link on my resources page on privatelabelershow.com. So take advantage of the savings and start finding the perfect product to sell today. Thanks.